Hi everyone, and welcome back to Walk with Bex. It's been a while since my last upload, and my word, a lot has happened in that time, and I have lots to catch you up on. If you're not already following me on YouTube, head over there after this episode and you'll be able to get a full rundown of how things have been since my last upload on the 2nd of July. It is now the 2nd of August, and to cut a very long story and month short, we travelled to the UK for my dad's 70th birthday, as planned. It was a very, very enjoyable trip and so wonderful seeing everybody, even if it was bittersweet, as it always is, and it's just so hard to say goodbye. We landed back in Dubai early hours of Monday, the 10th of July, and I went straight back into my routine with training, back-to-back business calls, Monday and Tuesday check-ins, and by Wednesday, my body was not happy at all. I checked in with my coach and I was nearly 6 pounds up from my last check-in whilst in the UK, and my body was massively inflamed. I was highly stressed and most definitely overwhelmed with work and the new system set up for all of my clients on the new app. Whilst managing everything else, it was pretty obvious at this point I was just reaching burnout. There's no other way to describe it. Which, to be honest, I think was a long time coming. It's been brewing for a while, and I think the momentum of travel, seeing my family, kept me kind of going and was all well and good, but by the time we got to that Wednesday and rest day hit me, I was just gone. I could barely function mentally and emotionally. I was just stressed, and I had little to no motivation to train or even work, like, which never happens. So I took action immediately, and with the advice from my coach and my husband, I took the whole of that Wednesday off work completely, like a complete sofa day, which I never do. I did nothing but just get my meals in and just binge watched The Witcher on Netflix. That was it. And then Thursday rolled around and I still felt the same. So I took a full rest day from the gym, I stayed at home, and I just ploughed through work and all of the client setups that I had to do for this new app. Friday, I was still feeling the same, and so we pretty much wrote off the week for training and just carried out a full deload and 5 days rest, which I have never done. Like, even post-show, I never take that long off the gym. But with all of those heavy work tasks ahead of me, I just had to get ahead and make sure that I was able to start the week fresh with my brain feeling less stressed and ready to head back to the gym and focus on my own goals. Sunday of that week came around and my period arrived, which explains a lot. Like, my first cycle and my first full bleed since show day, and it was exactly 12 weeks post show, which just explains like how I was feeling, why I was so inflamed, emotional stress was high, fatigue was unreal. It hit me like a ton of bricks, but was just so needed, and I'm really happy that it's returned. Even if it was with full force, it means that my hormones are regulating, my body's in a good place post-show. 3 months on now, and it was just exactly what my body needed. Even if it just came at the most awful time and did affect me, and I felt like I was totally unprepared for it, to be honest. So the week after that, I returned to training, even with motivation still not being 100%, and I just applied a D-volume style of training to allow things to kind of settle with my body. And get into a good rhythm again. And then another week on, you know, I'm back to full training, full force again, and I'm back up to full volume, and my strength is high and I'm hitting PBs again. In that time, my food has also increased with my hormones regulating, hunger was real, and after I took those 5 days off training, my weight plummeted, so we implemented more food, and like I said, I'm back to full training now, which is great. In the last episode, I spoke to you guys about showing up for yourself, for your business, and doing what is required even when you don't feel like it. And I most definitely was still doing this with my business during this time. Like, I never miss a beat when it comes to my clients, like they always come first. But when my body was showing all the signs of needing a break, I finally listened to it and I gave myself some time to just pull back and reset. And to be honest, it felt like I was showing up for myself in the most caring and compassionate way, something I am still learning to do at the age of 37. Because going all in and giving everything my 100% is just in my nature. Learning to pause, reflect, and pull back where needed will always be something I need support with, and I'm just really thankful for my coach for addressing this, forcing me to pull back, and my husband too for reminding me that I need to look after myself. And it's funny because it's only during these times that you really see how things need to change, and it can take something like this where you almost reach the point of burnout to just stop and say, okay, something has got to give here. Like, we're human beings, we're not robots, and we all need time to assess where our energy needs to go and how much we can give certain things in our life. And my priority during that time was simply giving my body rest and ensuring I got all of my work done. I could not even think about my own training whilst I had so much on my mind and deadlines to hit with work. There were just not enough hours in the day, to put it bluntly, and I certainly didn't have the energy for it. So we all need to switch things up from time to time. And on this journey of life, we're always learning, growing, and evolving. It's why I created this podcast in the first place and why I've had 99 episodes. Can you believe it? This is episode 99. I started this podcast way back in 2020 during lockdown, and now we're at the point where it's time to switch things up. More coming soon. But first, I want to first talk about how and when you know it's time to make a change. Like, when will be the most optimal or realistic time for you to switch things up? And what do you need to look out for? What are the signs? I've changed things in my life so many times, from working in education for 10 plus years to moving to Dubai, becoming an online coach, and pursuing a professional career in bodybuilding. Every time I was faced with decisions about making these changes or switching things up completely, all I ever thought was, why not? What is the worst that can happen? Moving to Dubai, for example, originally on a 2-year contract with the school I was working with, and I thought of it as like, well, if it doesn't work out, then we can just head back. It's only 2 years. 7 years on, we are pretty much set, and I can't see us living anywhere else. Starting my online coaching business and leaving education altogether and quitting my full-time stable job, I just thought, well, if it doesn't work out or I'm not successful at this, I can always go back into education. You know, I've got 10 years experience, I've got a master's degree, and yeah, 5 years later, my business has grown exponentially to a point where I coach clients all over the world for lifestyle and prep. I mentor other online coaches, and I've built great success with YouTube, this podcast platform, and there's so much more in the pipeline. So I think it's safe to say I won't be going back into education. So how do you know when it's time to change? So many people are making changes to embrace the new normal, because I know, and you guys probably know too, that rather than look back and say, oh, whoops, I would rather look back and think, okay, well, at least I tried, rather than what if. Like, I know change is scary, but regret is way, way scarier, in my opinion. I'd rather face an ocean of change and the unknown than a mountain of regret. Like, every life decision I have made, every change that has taken place has brought me to where I am today. I don't live with regrets. I only have life experiences and life lessons. But here is how I knew that all these decisions were right for me to make at that point in my life. And I'm going to share with you guys a few tips and things to consider when embarking on a change and deciding whether the time is right for you. Number one, you're feeling comfortable, but you're restless. If you find yourself doing the same thing day in, day out, it might be time to shake things up a bit. There's nothing wrong with implementing some healthy routines throughout your day, but too much monotony can totally kill your creativity. We know there's no growth in the comfort zone, and there's definitely no comfort in the growth zone. If your life lacks excitement and your energy is low, it might be time to make a change. Think about the last time you did something out of your comfort zone. You know, this happens to all of us at some point or another. Like, you're not alone, and more importantly, it's totally normal and a natural part of life. Being in the same environment, doing the same thing over and over again, and spending time with the same people can make us stagnant. So I would say, first and foremost, make it a priority to spend less time with negative people who drain your energy and more time with people that energize and inspire you. You know, a big change in one area of your life like that can spark more changes in other areas, both professionally and personally. You know, change makes you more flexible, exposes you to new experiences, new people, and opens up the doors to more opportunities. And let's face it, it's kind of addictive too. So if you find yourself doing the same things that are not in line with who you are or who you really want to be or what you want to get from life, then perhaps it's time to make a change. If you find that your work is shaping you into a person that you don't like, or the people that surround you are turning you into a bad version of yourself, then you've got to remind yourself that there will only ever be one you. So don't rob the world of who you're supposed to be. It's definitely time to make a change. The second thing is you want to feel a great sense of purpose. Do you jump out of bed each morning excited, or do you keep pressing that damn snooze on your alarm? Like, are you spending too much time watching Netflix and scrolling on social media or any other kind of unhealthy activities or habits rather than doing something that's going to give you joy, fulfillment, and a sense of purpose? So these could be signs that you might need to rediscover what your life's purpose is. Work can be such a great source of energy in our lives, but if you've just lost your job or you've had to close down your business, or you know, you are expecting to be made redundant, or you know, grief has taken over, like, be kind to yourself. One great way I found to drive meaning and purpose in my life is to help others. No matter what is happening, whatever awful things are happening to me, if I can help somebody else, it always brings that back to my life's purpose. You know, it's why I dedicate so much of my time to coach individuals for health and fitness, and also help entrepreneurs achieve their dreams with their businesses. So if you're struggling, reach out for help. Talk to someone. My DMs are always open. And for me personally, I think there's nothing more rewarding than seeing others succeed and helping somebody else. You reaching out to someone could be just what they need in order to honor their purpose and their value too. I think for me personally, from being a teacher to a coach, it's always been the same mission. You know, it's always been helping others. And I think to reignite your sense of purpose, just take some time each day to commit to doing something new. And I mean really new. Something that you care about. Something that's kind for someone else. Learn how to master a new skill that you know is going to help support others. Commit to trying something new that you've always wanted to do that you know will have an impact on your community or the people around you. It could be taking an online course and learning something, attending an in-person seminar. You know, anything that you do that's new could potentially be something that's going to serve your purpose. So if you've lost that passion for your life, and if you're feeling a bit numb in that kind of day-to-day monotony, then most likely it's time for you to definitely make a change. Number three, something else in your life has just reached a natural end. This is often one that will just spark change. You know, whether it's a long-term relationship just ending, or you've just been made redundant from work, that can be a sign that one chapter in your life is closing. And when something's just ending, it means it's time for something else to begin. And this is a positive thing. So choose to fill that space with something new, something that makes you feel energized and excited about the future. At the start of my fitness journey, my relationship with my previous partner at the time was coming to a natural end. I was already seeking fulfillment and joy in something that made me feel better, and that was exercise. And when this relationship finally ended, it was time for me to turn the page and start a new chapter, engaging in something that gave me purpose, joy, and little did I know that back then this would have evolved into me becoming an online coach, living in Dubai, helping hundreds of people across the world, and me becoming a pro bodybuilder and a business mentor. Now let's just think about that for a second. You know, I don't even remember a time before this now. And that was over 10 years ago that I made that decision and I changed the trajectory of my life. It was just a case of turning that first page and starting that new chapter. You don't know if you turn the page and start a new chapter, it could be the best one yet in your life. So if you in your heart of hearts know that you could do better, get a better job, find someone that treats you well, then I think it's time for you to make a change because you're worthy of that. Like we all are. And I think if you're worried there's a chance you'll fail, you're going to continue to settle. for a life less extraordinary. And that's no way to live, in my opinion. Number four, you feel like you're living in the past. You know, it can be difficult to look forward to the future when you're surrounding yourself with habits that haven't changed in a long time. You're not the same person you used to be anymore. So why are you still living the same life day after day? You know, take a step forward and refuse to look back unless you have something to look back to compare. My family and I have so many memories of our life together growing up in the UK. But when the opportunity to live in Dubai with my husband came about, I knew it would open doors, create new opportunities, and be a step in the right direction for us. Life moves on. And everyone in my family, I have three brothers, have all moved on with their lives and started families, you know. We're all still very much connected, but we aren't children anymore and we don't live in each other's pockets. But our bond and our relationship is still strong and will last a lifetime. So if you feel like you're living in the past and the word change scares you, just change the word, not your action. Instead of saying change, decide what you want to add to your life. You know, when a house gets too small, people often build on a small extension. Think of your life like that. How could you extend your life or add to your life to make room for more? Maybe you haven't admitted it to yourself, or perhaps you have, but the fact is, if you are dwelling heavily on the past, you're escaping your present and what's happening right now, and that's going to limit your future. You know, if you're constantly dreaming of someday and you're avoiding the present and taking action, then that someday will never happen. And if you don't take the steps you need to get there, all you have is the present. And the past and the future exist only in your head. So the present is here right now. So just make a change and finally begin to enjoy what you have in order to move into your desired future. Number five, it's been a long time since you've made a move. Sometimes we forget that we have choices in life. Remind yourself of your power by making one. When you make any decision, you take control of your life and your destiny. So change careers, break up with your significant other if it's a toxic relationship, start a new business, or move to Dubai and become my next door neighbor. Whatever it takes to shake things up in your life and remind yourself that you're in control. Like, I'm excited to get to know myself better and my husband better as we continue to navigate this big chapter in our lives. You know, life is short and the world is huge, and it's time for us to kind of broaden our horizons and step out into the unknown. And I'll admit it, like, my move to Dubai was a real major life change. But if you know me, you know there's nothing more that I love than an adventure, and I thrive off a challenge. I'm not suggesting everyone should just up and move to Dubai, but I do believe making changes, big or small, is the key to improving your life. Change helps you learn, grow, and stay energized. Maybe even if a little bit scared, but this is still good. Change is also beautiful. You know, if there were no change, there'd be no butterflies. Remember that next time you're scared of making a change. You have the power to change any aspect of your life. What's big or small doesn't matter. No matter what, nothing should be holding you back from that. So just feel the fear, do it anyway. And if you're scared of change, perhaps it's because you're worried about rocking the boat, or you're just terrified of it not working out. Well, if you risk nothing, then you will gain nothing. That's what they say. So to live a truly amazing life, you will need to take risks. You'll need to embrace fear. And after all, fear is just another emotion that you are capable of managing as a human being. So don't let that emotion rule your life. If you live in fear, it's a sign that you most definitely need to make a change. Now, here's the amazing thing about change. It's always possible and it's inevitable. Things are always changing. So why not take control over it? You can always change your situation, whether that be your career, your relationships, your home, even your damn hair color. So change is just always just one decision away. But sometimes it can be hard to know when it's time to make that change. And I know what it's like to feel stuck or scared or overwhelmed by the situation. And this causes us to worry as to whether it's time to make that change. And so for me, this most recent change that came about from reaching burnout, I needed it. I needed something to drastically change in order to achieve more life balance, a better workflow, and regain that feeling of purpose and fulfillment in my own training, my work, and my overall well-being. You know, if fatigue is your constant companion, as mine was, and you keep telling yourself, I'll just push through, I'll be fine, then maybe it's time you give yourself a break, because eventually your body will just say no. You know, something will happen, you'll get sick or you'll make a mistake, and pushing through is not always the right choice. Trust me, I've learned this the hard way, which is why things are changing. And so I mentioned earlier that the new system is now up and running for my clients. My new app is live and it's freaking amazing, and it's transformed and streamlined everything I do for business with regards to client setups, check-ins, ongoing support, tracking all of their data. And this week has been like the first full week that everyone's been using it, and I'm just so happy for this change. It's been incredible, you know, for my workflow, and the feedback from clients has been amazing too. This has also impacted my work schedule, and that's changed, given me more stricter time with my work blocks. My weekly schedule has adjusted and aligned. I've reduced the amount of mentor clients I have for business, because the amount of work I do for them just goes way beyond other business mentorship programs and is so bespoke that I just have limited my spaces to 6 people at a time, with weekly calls and the ongoing tasks that are carried over each week. I've finally implemented a waitlist for this, which has been in the pipeline for a while. With regards to YouTube and this podcast, I will now be streamlining this too, and things are taking a little shift. This will be the last audio-only version, I think, as far as I'm aware. Because from episode 100 onwards, I'm taking Walk with Bex into a studio with guests to interview and some serious discussions to be had, all with the goal of getting to know how other people think and sticking with the theme of Walk with Bex, which has always been about my mindset development. But now I'll be sharing these thoughts and reflections in a studio with a guest in front of cameras and, you know, posting these episodes here and on YouTube, which means the goal is recording one of these per month and interchanging the uploads with YouTube vlogs too. Basically, a video is going to go up onto my YouTube channel every 2 weeks, and it'll either be a podcast or it will be a vlog. So plans are in motion. Fingers crossed the first video podcast will be live by the end of the month. I already know who I want to interview. I've got a whole list of guests. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I know it's a big change, but you can tell from this episode that I'm open to it. And I know that now is the right time to switch things up. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode, and it's given you some food for thought. As always, drop me a DM on Instagram or tag me in your stories with your takeaways. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes, and be ready for episode 100 coming soon. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Bye for now.